plans for my crazy day. My packed commute. All those unread emails in my inbox. But I'm getting stronger, faster, and pushing myself further every day. I don't care if I'm not like everyone else. This punching bag is the best way to end my day.
Fearless is knowing yoga isn't your style. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits at fepblue.org/getmore.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's plate this dish, another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network on a Wednesday, February 22nd, into Thursday, February 23rd. Matt Derry with you. Thanks for joining us right here on audioboom.com. And on iTunes, if you subscribe to the podcast, thank you. If you do not, you can subscribe to the podcast very simply. Just hit that subscribe button and you'll get the podcast, whether it's to your phone, to your mobile device, whatever, each and every day, right here on Locked On Lions. Coming up, a name floated out there by one of the Lions beat reporters as a possibility for Detroit at number 21 in the first round of the draft. And it's a big name and it's an intriguing name. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. As well, a new mock draft is out by Locked On NFL Draft's own Luke Easterling of USA Today, and it's something that I like, and I think that the Lions should look at. We'll get into that as well right here on Locked On Lions on a Wednesday. As far as hitting me up anytime, you want to tweet to me or hit me up on Facebook, you can. We are open communication. I love back and forth with the listeners. You could do that on Twitter. At Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Or also hit me up on Facebook. Leave a comment. When we post the podcast, we post them on both Twitter and Facebook. And you can comment right there on the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook as well. All right, so we're getting close to free agency, just a couple of weeks away. The Combine coming up next week from Indianapolis. So certainly some of these guys that are around 21 will either drop or they'll move up. And might be out of the Lions' range at 21. And for the Lions, look, based off of the 9-7 season and the success that the team had this past year, you'd figure that there weren't going to be that many holes. But when you really take a close look at this roster, and we've talked about it a lot on the podcast, you'll see that the Lions have holes. And there are plenty of spots that the Lions need to go, whether it be at 21 or in the second round at 53, that the Lions need to address, whether it is. We talked about it on Monday with Jared Cook, the free agent tight end from the Packers, that I think would be a great fit for the Lions and not expensive in free agency. I got a mixed review from some of you online on what you think of that. Many of you feel like he's too old at 30 or 31, not a good enough blocker. Some of you like it, and the fact that that would weaken the Green Bay Packers and help the Lions, I'm going to stick with it. I think Jared Cook would be a great free agent for the Lions to sign. They need another tight end. And I'm sorry, people are like, well, no apologies to Eric Ebron. Why not? Eric Ebron is underachieved in 3 years here. Now, is he Odell Beckham Jr. or Zach Martin or Aaron Donald? Of course not. But he's got to be better as we head into year four of Eric Ebron, which could be a very big year for him if the Lions decide not to pick up his option going into his fifth season. We shall see what the Lions do. But first and foremost today, and I want to get to this intriguing prospect that Mike Rothstein brought up on ESPN.com, and it was just speculation on Mike's part. But a new mock draft is out from USA Today's Luke Easterling, who is the co-host of Locked On NFL Draft with John Ledyard, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. So USAToday.com put out their Draft Wire mock draft. And again, we're very, very early. The draft isn't for a couple of months. All that stuff. But Easterling has the Lions at number 21, not having the ability to draft Taco Charlton. He goes 11th in this mock draft to the New Orleans Saints. Easterling has Dalvin Cook, the running back from Florida State, with speculation that the Lions would have interest in him, going 14th to the Indianapolis Colts. But whom Easterling does have the Lions grabbing is linebacker Hassan Reddick from Temple. Now, let's all be honest with ourselves, Lions fans, and maybe you're driving home tonight or driving to work on Thursday morning. No one's ever heard of Hassan Reddick. right, Temple football has improved over the last few years, but I had to kind of look up to see who this individual is. According to Easterling, quote, Detroit needs help at every level on defense, but finding an athletic defender who can do it all from the second level should be a priority. Reddick is a unique prospect who spent most of his time on the edge for the Owls, but proved at the Senior Bowl he can play off the ball and make a big impact against both the run and pass, end quote. This really intrigues me because I don't know much about Hassan Reddick. I'm sure you don't know a lot about Hassan Reddick either and who this guy is and where he comes from. But the theme of this mock draft, because they mocked the second round as well, is defense, certainly for the Lions. And, you know, when we're talking about Hassan Reddick, we're talking about a kid that, played all 4 years at Temple, a senior, 22 years of age, 6'1", 230. Had a pretty good college career, started out as a walk-on, redshirted his first year, and then by his senior year was first team all AAC, 65 tackles, and last year 9.5 sacks. Good speed, pursues the ball, moved a little bit to the inside at the Senior Bowl. I like that. I dig it. What have we said time and time again about the Lions? That they just don't have enough guys that fly to the football. They just don't. And you know, it's a problem. I think linebacker is a huge issue for the Lions. Even if they were to bring back Tahir Whitehead and DeAndre Levy, this team needs linebackers. And if Hassan Reddick is a guy that can fly around and make plays and can rush the passer and play inside and play outside and do a little bit of everything, I love that pick. Now, again, have I seen him play? No. I'll have to watch some film on him. I'll go to YouTube and check it out. But I think that'd be a fantastic pick for the Lions at 21 if Hassan Reddick is there and excelled at the Senior Bowl, so NFL coaches have been around him. I love it. I think that'd be great. Now, again, this is with guys like Taco Charlton not being available. And if I look at this mock draft very quickly, Buda Baker, the safety from Washington, would be two picks ahead of the Lions going to Tampa, according to this USA Today mock draft, at 19. Some other intriguing names, O.J. Howard, the tight end from the Ravens, or the tight end from Alabama, would go to the Ravens at 16. I don't believe the Lions are going to be drafting a tight end in the first round. I mentioned before Charlton going 11 to the Saints. Solomon Thomas, the edge rusher from Stanford, another position of need for the Lions, going number 9 to the Bengals. Leonard Fournette going number 8 to Carolina. And we know this. Guys like Marshawn Lattimore and Malik Hooker, the cornerback and safety from Ohio State, they're going to be off the board. Reuben Foster, the linebacker from Bama. Is he going to slide to 21? I doubt it. Easterling has him going number 5 to the Tennessee Titans. As far as what the Lions would be passing up if they take Hassan Reddick, Takaris McKinley, the edge rusher from UCLA, would be going the next pick after to the Dolphins. Jaleel Johnson, the D lineman from Iowa, going 24 to Oakland, and players like that. Ryan Ramczyk, a very good offensive tackle, and the Lions might need a tackle if Riley Reiff leaves in free agency. This projects him going 26th to the Seattle Seahawks. Again, I just think the Lions need so many different things, but defensively, and this really came to fruition against Dallas, against Green Bay, and against Seattle late in the season, the Lions just couldn't get off the field defensively. So I would be all for them taking a flyer at 21 on a linebacker that can really pursue the football like Hassan Reddick. I mentioned before, Locked On NFL Draft. It's right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Check it out with John Ledyard and Luke Easterling. And the NBA trade deadline is Thursday at 3 o'clock. A lot of rumors about Andre Drummond, Reggie Jackson. Heck, today KCP reportedly on the trade block for the Pistons. All of that can be found on Locked On Pistons with Dan Feldman. Listen to that podcast every day as well, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.
All All right, so if you have any thoughts on Hassan Reddick, you could tweet to me at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, or also hit me up on the Matt Derry Facebook page, the fan page on Facebook as well. I would be all for the Lions taking Hassan Reddick at 21. All right, as far as the second round of this mock draft put together by USA Today and our very own Locked On NFL Draft's Luke Easterling, at 53, this intrigues me. The Lions go for Malik McDowell, the defensive tackle from Michigan State. I know how many Lions fans that are also Michigan fans would feel about Malik McDowell. A little bit of a down year for him this past season. After he dominated the Big Ten his sophomore year, if we were to walk away after 2 days of the draft with the first round and the second round, I should say a day and a half of the draft, if the Lions were to walk away with Hassan Reddick at 21 and Malik McDowell at 53, sign me up. I think Malik McDowell's terrific. And I think last year he was surrounded by garbage on that MSU defensive line. 2 years ago, when he was playing with some better players around him, including Shalique Calhoun, I would tell you, I think Malik McDowell has a chance to be special. And I think he'd be perfect for the Lions. So you go Hassan Reddick at 21, the linebacker, and Malik McDowell at 53, sign me up. I would go for that. I would like that. And, you know, the Lions would be passing on, according to this mock draft in the second round, the local kid from Crockett High School, Desmond King, the defensive back from Iowa, Chris Wormley. They have him going 49 to the Redskins, a guy like Curtis Samuel, 50 to the Browns. These are all positions in need for the Lions, as crazy as that sounds. Desmond King, of course, a cornerback. Lions need that. Chris Wormley, edge rusher. Lions need that. Curtis Samuel, kind of a hybrid running back, wide receiver, speed on the outside. The Lions need that. Caleb Brantley, the defensive lineman from Florida, goes a pick earlier at 52. Lions could use that. I mean, all of these things are out there and in play for the Lions. But I would love to see Detroit walk away with Malik McDowell in the second round. And Hassan, I would take both of those guys in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat for the Lions at both 21 and 53. I would do it. Hassan Reddick from Temple. All right, so Michael Rothstein wrote a very interesting piece on ESPN.com, and I sent out a tweet about it. What would fans think? I'm going to get some of your responses to some of your responses in a second. But the intriguing player, and again, this is speculation. This isn't Mike Rothstein saying he has any information. It's just an option. But the headline of the article from ESPN.com says, could the Lions draft Christian McCaffrey? Could the Lions draft the McCaffreak, as they call him? Some people like to call him Dairy Sanders, D-A-I-R-Y, Sanders. Of course, Christian McCaffrey, the running back, two seasons at Stanford, two full seasons really at Stanford, back-to-back 1,000-yard rushing seasons, 21 career rushing touchdowns, and two seasons of at least 35 receptions. The show he put on a couple of years ago in the Rose Bowl for Stanford against Iowa was unbelievable. And this is a guy with so much speed and so much intrigue because let's call it what it is. He's a white running back with mega massive speed and size. And fans aren't used to seeing something like that. If you're a Lions fan, would you touch that? Would you touch Christian McCaffrey at 21? Now, again, this is assuming, and again, this is what Rothstein kind of says in his piece, this is assuming that Dalvin Cook and Leonard Fournette are both off the board before the Lions select at 21. But imagine, you know, I think this is intriguing. First of all, I'm not taking Christian McCaffrey, and I'm not taking a running back at 21. I'm just not. I think the Lions could grab a running back later in the draft. I think they do need a running back. But I think Bob Quinn looks at that position and says, if we have a healthy Amir Abdullah, a healthy Theo Riddick, Zach Zenner, and Dwayne Washington, and they've got four running backs, I just think it's a health issue more than it's a we need to draft one issue. The Lions have not had a running back since Barry Sanders. I know Kevin Jones rushed for 1,000 yards. I know Reggie Bush, I believe, rushed for 1,000 yards. But the Lions' run game has been bad. I'd rather they develop the offensive line, draft another right guard if they lose Warford, or a right tackle if they lose Reef, before they take a running back. But boy, McCaffrey is so intriguing, because it just seems like every time he touches the ball, you're on the edge of your seat. And no offense to Amir Abdullah, who I like, he doesn't have that kind of just excitability and explosiveness. And he's fast. But there's something about McCaffrey. He's just, he's amazing. And, man, if he's sitting at 21 and the Lions were to take him, they'd have a serious logjam at running back if they were to take him. And they wouldn't be addressing, I think, bigger needs, which are on the defensive side of the ball and probably, too, at the right side of the offensive line if Warford and Dahl, not Joe Dahl, if Warford and Reef both walk in free agency. But what would you think about Christian McCaffrey coming to the Lions? And I put it out on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, and this is about what I expected in terms of the responses that I received on Twitter. First two, Jason Allen, I'll pass. Scott Evans writes in, please no. Kim Jong Skills writes in, if the Texas and Tennessee running backs are gone, I still want a lineman, though. So, you know, and then Michael Rothstein wrote to me and said, just an option, since I think Cook and Fournette will be gone by then. Not everyone reads the article, as you know, because the headline, again, could the Lions take McCaffrey at 21? Mark Cribbs says, Lions strategy should be best player available. Reaching gets Titus Young and Mikhail LeSure type. Quinn has us in good direction. I agree with Mark. I think Bob Quinn has the Lions on the right path and on the right direction. The question is, how good is this defense? And how much does this defense need to be addressed before you're taking a running back? I think if you have Abdullah, Reddick, and Zenner, and Washington, then a running back like McCaffrey would be more of a luxury pick than anything else. The Lions have a much bigger need on the defensive line than a running back. Much bigger need, possibly, on the offensive line. And again, free agency will tell the tale than at running back. And same at linebacker. And you can argue in the secondary, too, that the Lions are in desperate need for secondary help before we're talking about Christian McCaffrey. Thomas Bizek writes in, I'd ignore most running backs and roll with what we got. Focus should be on defense. Only offense is to look at is at a wide receiver. Well, if the Lions take a wide receiver at 21, I don't see one that's better than a more of an impact guy than Christian McCaffrey, unless we're talking about Corey Davis from Western Michigan. And I know Bronco Slappies would love that. But are you going to take Corey Davis at 21? Very good player. And in the mock draft that Luke Easterling put out there on usatoday.com, he's got Corey Davis going, I believe, at... He's got McCaffrey going 17 to the Redskins, and he's got the Eagles taking Corey Davis at 15. The Eagles always seem to be taking receivers high. I just don't know if Bob Quinn is going to be... And if you look at what New England did in the past... They weren't taking receivers very high either. So it'll be interesting to see. I love McCaffrey, but I wouldn't take him at 21. And I wouldn't take Dalvin Cook at 21 either. I'd go the route of defense and bigger needs before anything else. All right, that'll wrap things up for Locked On Lions for another edition here on Wednesday into Thursday. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.